This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. Coming up, holiday travelers, no presents yet? No problem. Tips from a travel writer on where to find great gifts on the way at the airport. First, the National Center on Family Homelessness says there are more than 1 million homeless children in the U.S. The center says that kids and moms and other women are the fastest growing segment of the homeless population. In Los Angeles, reporter Gloria Hillard visited a place called Hope Gardens. It's where some homeless women and children are finding a home, at least for a while.
San Julian Street. The name suggests maybe a suburban cul-de-sac.
This is one of the meanest streets of Skid Row right out our back door, San Julian. When I came, our kids would be hanging out on the sidewalk here and see murders happen right in front of their face.
Reverend Andy Bales runs the Union Rescue Mission in downtown Los Angeles.
This is just a tough spot and not a place for women and kids.
I know, lying to you. Look at what they're smoking down here. Look.
Yep.
Look at this right here.
Smoking crack cocaine.
No, they're smoking cocaine over there, see?
Yeah.
Here, women and children are the prey of the predators on the street, he says.
Like those two little girls that just went by.
Jackie Jurgen remembers the sounds of San Julian Street. The 59-year-old spent the last 9 years there, mostly in drug-infested hotels a couple blocks away.
When I was on Skid Row and I had a room, and it just showed another hotel, and I prayed, and asked God, well, the next place you get, would you please give me a window so I can sit and watch the rain? And then I have my window.
A window that looks out onto a field of oak trees and a rose garden.
Because I've been on the other side, and I know what it's like. And this is better. But like I said, this is being like being in heaven. And if it's happening like this, please don't touch me because I don't want to wake up.
It's a sprawling residential community called Hope Gardens. And for the nearly 100 homeless women and children who now call it home, you could say the place does live up to its name.
Hope Gardens is a second chance. It's beautiful and it's safe.
Sarah Scorza defies what one might consider the face of the homeless. The 30-year-old could pass for a model. She grew up in Watts and then went on to Pepperdine University before enlisting in the Navy.
You know, I was a woman that tried to stay focused, and I thought I'd be so much far ahead of the game than I am right now. Yeah, I never expected, you know, to be homeless or in this type of situation.
She got a divorce and had to move around a bit. And then she and her 6-year-old son ended up in a church shelter for a night, and then another. There were so many children at the shelter, she said, her son thought they were on a camping trip.
Elijah, slow down. I thought you were sick, Munchkin.
Elijah is a little bit closer to camping now, running down a path with falling red and gold leaves. When the Union Rescue Mission had the chance to buy the abandoned 78-acre retirement community, Andy Bales thought it was by divine providence, the perfect place for abandoned women and children, most of whom are escaping domestic violence.
Moms have time to not only rest up a little bit from the struggles of life, but to gain a lot of skills and save a lot of money so that they can actually advance their life and get a better job and move into a nicer place and not be left in the barely surviving struggle that many programs offer.
Like hotel vouchers or Section 8 housing that provide shelter, that is, until the vouchers run out or the rent goes up. Here, the women can stay as long as they need to. For the senior women, the rest of their lives. The only thing Bales requires is that the women be committed to making a change in their lives.
You guys remember what home that was?
Many of the women here refer to their children as little soldiers. Soldiers because they've seen so much and survived. For the next 2 years, Hope Gardens will be Sarah Scorva's home. That'll give her time to finish college and watch her little soldier become a child again. A child who was very anxious to show his presence under the tree.
This is my present. This is my present. This is my mommy's. And this is mine. And this is mine.
For NPR News, I'm Gloria Hillard.